you can be setting yourself up for success or lacking focus, which can be the recipe that intentionally leads you to a dissatisfactory future.
Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy, K-Fitz, bringing that new, just for you, that real that you can feel. Thank you so much for tuning into the Altitude Podcast, the show that is all about growth. Make sure you are following me on all major social media platforms, to include your Facebooks, your IGs, your Twitters, at KFitzInspires. With that being said, let's get into it today. So, I was listening to one of my favorite albums of all time this morning while I was cleaning out my closet to put new clothes in. And, of course, you know where I buy from, Jose Banks, Men Warehouse, things like that. What can I say? Those are my spots. But, yes, the album that I was listening to was Solange, When I Get Home. And yes, y'all, I believe that Solange is better than Beyonce. I'm sorry. Listen, don't send the beehive to my podcast. Please do not. I love Beyonce too. Don't get me wrong. But I adore Solange so much. Her music just takes me to a whole nother plane. But anyways, there's an interlude on the album right before the song Almeida, and it's entitled Nothing Without Intention. And in the short interlude, you hear a woman that has this beautiful confidence about her, just this strong femininity. And she says, do nothing without intention. Do nothing without intention. And that's why I'm here right now. I'm here to ask you a very, very simple question. Do you live your life with intention? Do you wake up every day with preset objectives ready to conquer the world? Or do you wake up ready and just pray that everything just works out? Well, if that's you, I have bad news for you. You're not setting yourself up for success on a daily basis. You're just not. You see, intentionality is a deal breaker in first world societies in many aspects of our lives. If you are intentional with your job, everything can go well. If you're not intentional, then guess what? You can be fired or you can miss out on an opportunity when performance reviews show consistent performance, but a lack of growth. You can lose a relationship because you were more intentional with your job and your friends than you were with your significant other. And the one that keeps many people up at night. You can lose the love and support of your children if you are not intentional with them. If you are more intentional about your job and providing for them than spending time with them and focusing on loving and grooming stellar men and women. Don't argue with me. This has been seen time and time again. We are always being intentional throughout our day, which is good news for everybody. However, you can be intentionally setting yourself up. You can be setting yourself up for success or lacking focus, which can be the recipe that intentionally leads you to a dissatisfactory future. So, today, let's talk about how to be more intentional. Today, I'm going to walk you through 5 things that you can do that will assist you in developing an intentional mindset that's going to lead you to growth, to better relationships, a more productive life, and can help you transition from a reactive to a proactive, productive lifestyle. So, with that being said, stay with me, grab a pen, grab some paper, and drive safe if you're on the road. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Altitude Podcast. All right, and we're back. Good to see you back here with me. Or if you didn't leave, appreciate you for standing by for just a moment. Let's kick it off. Number one, you have to commit to the plan. Let me say it again for the folks in the back.
You have to commit to the plan.
Notice that I didn't say have a plan because many people wake up with a plan. If you don't wake up with a plan, then here's the bonus tip. Make a plan. You risk meeting a fraction of your goals when you don't have one. And be detailed about it too, people. Be detailed about your plans. Make your to-do list. Categorize every task by who you need to talk to and where you need to go to get it done. That way, you can batch all of your tasks to ensure that you don't complete a task at a location and then you get to the other side of town and say, "Oh, I forgot I had to do that." And now you are circling back around again, trying to do something that you should have got done earlier. Don't do that to yourself. Do not do that. Listen to me. Many people are writing schedules, to-do lists, and setting reminders in their phones, but guess what happens? They never check the plan out throughout the day. And at that point, guess what? Congratulations. You have exercised planning, and you didn't exercise the execution of the plan. You see, many people are master planners and discipline apprentices. Let me say that again, because somebody didn't catch that. Many people are master planners and discipline apprentices. You know what the difference is? A master is someone that can do, they understand it, they can apply it. An apprentice is someone that can do it, but it can only do but so much because they can't do it all. They know just enough to be dangerous, and that's all they've got for you. You know the order that things should get done. You know it. And many people fail to get things done. You know why? Because they're overly confident. Because guess what? They keep it all in their head. The plan, the process, it's all in their head. So they got it. Or you end up being that person that gets overwhelmed throughout the day while initially doing your plan. And you end up losing trust in the plan that you made because stuff is starting to go sideways. There's a little bit too much going on for you. You got too much dip on your chip and the chip is getting ready to break. So now here you are. No, stick to your plan. The only way to get better at execution is to intentionally make a plan and trust your process. Here's the last point I'm going to make on this and we're going to move on to number two. If you don't pay for progress, a payment won't process. Just marinate on that one. If you don't pay for progress, a payment won't process. Number two, you have got to avoid distractions. If it distracts you, it extracts you. I'm going to say that one again because someone missed that.
If it distracts you, it extracts you.
It extracts your progress. I think from that standpoint, every day we should be getting 1% better. I think everyone should get 1% better every day. But if there's a distraction of any sorts that prevents you from getting 1% better, then ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Now, let's do a little bit of math. If you get 1% better in an area in your life and a distraction takes away 1%, then guess what? 1 minus 1 is 0. Meaning that it's just like we didn't get better at all because we chose to get better in one area and we sacrificed in another one. Ladies and gentlemen, know your distractions. Know what they look like. Know how they make you feel and embed that in your mind. So when those distractions appear, we know what they are. We know the consequences behind them and we immediately choose to avoid them. For me, it was social media. For me, it was video games. And those things distracted me because I wanted to put more time in the gym. I wanted to focus on writing my next book. I wanted to spend time performing my self-care. I wanted to spend more time performing my self-care habits that would bring me to peace. Let's go into number three, because number three is impacted by what I just said to you. Number three is making time for your self-care habits. Now, I feel like self-care has become this buzzword for the past couple of years. And the reason it's become so popular is because of people attempting to sell you so many products under the umbrella of
self-care.
In all honesty, it's what makes you feel good. Now, at the same time, some of those things that make us feel good can also be categorized as distractions. You know, what we talked about in number two. What I'm asking you to do, I'm not asking you to get rid of all of your self-care stuff and just be a stoic all your life. I'm asking you to make time. Make time to be intentional and set blocks of times for those things that if done sporadically would be distractions as long as it makes you better. I'm asking you to be intentional and set that time. I mean, every weekend I make time to dip my feet in my foot spa. At least once, twice a month, maybe I'll go out and get a pedicure and a manicure. Yeah, gentlemen, you heard what I said. Keep your nails straight. Some of y'all walk around right now with your toes looking like they're throwing up gang signs, but that's another conversation for another time. You see, I set an hour aside. Also, I do the green tea mask at home. And sometimes throughout the week, I'll have one cheat meal, but I always make sure that my one cheat meal doesn't feel like a cheat meal. Like, I'll go to a Chipotle, and the reason it feels like a cheat meal is because I said, you know, throw a little sour cream on that bad boy. But I make sure that throughout my time, throughout my process, I facilitate my self-care. Discipline your self-care regimen, ladies and gentlemen, and see what happens on the other side. Number four, you have to do self-reflection. You see, a lack of self-awareness keeps a lot of people broke, single, and purposeless in life. My question to everyone under the sound of my voice right now is really simple.
When is the last time you sat down and wrote out how a day went?
Really, seriously. When's the last time you sat and really reflected on how that day went? This is one of my personal favorite things to do throughout my week because I learned from a young age, expose yourself to you before someone has the privilege of doing it for you. So, you know, we hear people say a lot, you know, oh, he got exposed, she got exposed. No, expose yourself to yourself first, because if you know you, then you can adjust you to make sure that you are moving with intention, which is the whole point of this podcast right now. I'll take my calendar out from the beginning of the day and I'll review my to-do items as well. And once I have violently executed on my day with the intent of hitting every single time frame, I go back and I rewrite the timeline for what actually happened in my day. I'll put the two side by side because it's better to do that than to have to think everything out of your head, because this goes back to what I said earlier. Some people believe they have it all in their head and they figured out the algorithm to fix their lives when really they haven't. So I will have my original calendar from the day, and I will write out my calendar for what actually happened during the day. And I'll put those two side by side, and I'll look at them, and I'll ask myself, what happened that adjusted my day so much that I didn't get what I intended on getting done? And you will easily see where the errors are in your ways along the way. You'll find out where you took too long of a coffee break. You took that extra 15 minutes and you ended up being late going to the gym. And by the time you got dressed, it was almost time to walk back into the office. These are basic things, and you will really, really be benefited from sitting down and taking both what you started with and what you ended with and figuring out what the problem was in the middle. Because we know what happens. You have your gross, and then when you take everything away from it, you end up with whatever you net at the end. Do you net positive growth at the end of the day, or do we still have work that needs to get done to make ourselves better? But finding that out is 100% on you. Now, one more thing that always pops up on my schedule that I end up dropping the ball on, and I'm just owning this because if I don't keep it real with you, then this is not the show that gives you that real that you can feel, you know what I mean? One of the things that I have failed at in the past is actually number five, and that is learning to say no. You have to learn to say
no, nah, nine, denied, decline, ain't gonna happen, not interested,
not my priority at the moment. You have to learn how to do that, because if you just jump up and move away from something, did you forget that you had a day planned out? Did you forget that you had objectives planned out so much so that you can break away from everything you have going to shift everything else to the right? No, your time is valuable too. Be intentional. And being intentional doesn't mean that you have to be a jerk about it. Being intentional does mean you need to have the superpower of being able to tell people no, though. But you have to know that how you respect your time can be seen in how other people respect and treat your time. Until you teach people how to respect your time, don't expect anyone to value yours. Being a master of your time increases your value and postures you to improve your confidence. It boosts your self-esteem, and it can lead others around you to see your skill sets as indispensable because in their mind, subconsciously, what they're going to think goes a little bit like this.
I know she's always busy. I know he's always doing things, but I know that if I can finally get this person involved in my process and my goals and my dreams and my ambitions, if I can get them to do this for me, then I know it's gonna get done.
It subconsciously sends a message to the person that if you are the one that's involved in it, it is going to get completed. But what matters the most beyond all of that is that you have taken control and power over your time, your moves, your decisions, your life, and overall what matters the most, your discipline. Discipline is what gets you where you're trying to go, and a lack of discipline will keep you right where you're at. You have to be able to say no to people and force people to fight for the remaining time that you have available on the calendar. Let them fight for it. And don't forget, in that fight, you're in that fight too. And this may mean parties. This may mean events going on around you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a avid Jordan Peterson reader. And one of the things he says is that when opportunities approach, no matter how big or how small, you take them. But there's a difference between an opportunity that's going to help you, help the cause, help the mission of what you're trying to get after versus someone trying to get you to do work that they just don't want to do themselves. Because I live by the philosophy of you don't do for others what they are not willing to literally do themselves. Train your mind and train others in your ability to say no, to understand that in order to get you involved in an opportunity, to get you involved in an activity, it must be valuable and it has to be intentional. There has to be an output that makes everyone better and allows you to go home at the end of the day framing the situation and knowing that, yes, this was worth my time. I got 1% better. I made a situation 1% better. I was able to give back to others who needed it. So let's run all these back one more time. Number one, you have to commit to the plan. If you don't pay for the progress, a payment will not process. Number two, you have to identify and avoid distractions. If it distracts, then more than likely it extracts from your progress. Make time for your self-care. It is very, very important that we take a minute, step back, and do something that's going to make us better. If you don't take the time for self, you're going to posture yourself for failure. Burnout is only one yes away, which we'll get to that in number five again. Number four is reflection. Make time for self-reflection. Expose yourself to you before someone has the privilege of doing it for you. And then number five, learn how to say no. Be intentional about telling people no, because what we're trying to do is save our time, increase our value, posture ourselves to improve our confidence, boost self-esteem, and lead others to a position where they understand that your time and your skill sets are indispensable. That's all I got today, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you so much for taking the time to listen into the Altitude Podcast. Make sure you guys are following me on all major social media platforms, IG, Instagram, Twitter, at KFitsInspires. I appreciate each and every last one of you listening. And please, as you walk away from this show, share it with a friend, especially if you got a friend that you believe isn't being intentional. But hey, all jokes aside, that's all I've got. I appreciate every single one of you. So with that being said, in the meantime, in between time, ladies and gentlemen, I have been KFix. Move your dreams. Move the world. Show love to everybody that you meet, please. and I'm out. Peace.